Begin transmission.
You are listening to Corellian Run Radio, your route through hyperspace to the latest news on Star Wars: The Old Republic.
Hi, and welcome to Corellian Run Radio. This is episode 122, and recording Sunday, July 20th, 2014. My name is Jason, and I'm joined by my co-host, Heather. Howdy, Heather.
Hey, Jason.
I would like you to be my guest.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
So, Heather, happy moon landing day to you. How are you doing?
I am doing really, really good. I've just been working on the game, working on preparing for strongholds. Maybe not necessarily credits, but I've been working on, you know, knocking out those achievements that are attainable, just so I can get some extra decorations. And also, we're doing nightmare raiding in my raid awesome. Group now, which is really cool. We're up to, we're working on Draxus in Dread Fortress. So, whew.
So how scary is nightmare mode?
It's actually, it's not very scary. We have a nice team and we don't really beat our heads against raid nights either. We only raid for like 2.5 hours. So, but we've been doing it at a very good pace. Our first week we did Bessia. Is that Bessia? Nephra. Yeah, we did Nephra pretty quickly. So that was good.
Really nice.
So I can't wait to finish Commander Draxus. I hear you have to be really coordinated, which isn't so bad just because me and one of the other DPS and the other players, we've been playing together for a long time. So we should be able to get it down in the next few days. Our raid nights are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday now. So what's been going on with you, Jason?
Well, I've actually been doing a lot of gameplay. I've been getting some achievements, like you said, you were working on. I'm also working on those. My nephews and niece are back in town, so I got the chance to play with them, and we hit Nar Shaddaa. They hadn't done the casino thing, so I was like, okay, let's go.
Oh god, I haven't even been back to the casino since the last show either.
But you know what? It was a good thing I went, because I tell you what, I don't know if it was just the Jedi Knight. I guess I used my force powers on the thing, because I was knocking out achievements left and right. It was the most profitable night at the casino I've ever been, even in real life. I mean, I got jackpots in the smuggler machines. I did what everybody said. I just bought smuggler chips. Best way to go. I would have saved hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of credits earlier. But I did just that. Waited to get my kingpins. Got about 5 at a time. I waited to get 5 kingpins. Then I get smuggler's luck, and I go over there, and I just play. And I got a couple jackpots in the smuggler machine, and then all of a sudden, I'm playing, I'm winning gold certificates, and then I got up there, and boom! I was like, all of a sudden, had this big, like, thing go off, and it's like, you get the little mirror ball spinning around, and confetti's on, and I was the big winner.
What did you win?
The speeder.
Which one? The black one?
The black one, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess that's the only speeder.
Yeah.
You can win.
So, no Rancor for me, but that is now the only achievement that I don't have. So
me too. So we're on the same.
I caught up, yay! But yeah, I was having so much luck, and my nephews were over here having a land party, and they were getting a few golds, because they're like, what are you doing? They thought, what are you doing? You got hacks, don't you? You know, you're hacking this, you know, you're... It's like, no, you don't understand how many thousands upon thousands of credits I pay this casino. They owe me.
That's the best compliment, though, in gaming, when people accuse you of being a hacker or a cheater. It's like, yes, I am so good.
That's right. I was messing with them. I was like, you know, if you use your buff at the same time you spin, you do different things like that. But and speaking of my nephews, I was like, I just tweeted on that I was running back over here, getting back quickly, because I was running a little bit later today because I was enjoying some birthday cake with my nephew because he's having his birthday, so I'll give him a little shout out. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And I was enjoying some cake, so nothing better than cake and SWTOR. So.
Cake and SWTOR. Sounds like a day.
Exactly. And let's see, what else? Oh, I mentioned last podcast I was going to get into an operation. Well, I decided to, I was going to hook up with my guild and make sure and get on a raid team, but I am on a raid team now.
Woo!
So Friday nights, I will be raiding. And
what are you guys working on right now? Do you know?
I don't know yet.
Oh, yeah, because you haven't been into an operation at all yet, right?
No, I haven't been one at all, so.
Oh, okay, yeah. Like, on the other hand, I'm working on Nightmare.
Yeah, no, you're working on Nightmare.
Nightmare Dread Fortress, yeah.
So, but anyway, I'm hoping. I've been really trying to get my character ready, and I've been, you know, talking to the people that run the raid, and they're really nice. People in OTG, give them a shout-out, Old Timers Guild. I am hoping to have more information. By next time, I should have been in two operations, possibly.
What character, what kind of character are you bringing? A DPS, heals, tank?
Yeah, I'll be DPS. I'll be sniper.
Okay.
Mostly because, for me personally, it's a little easier for me to manipulate and stuff with some limitations. So, as far as being, I play almost every one of the character classes, but that seems to be one that I'm able to level and be a little more proficient at. I'm not going to be a tank in operation. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure there.
Yeah. But let's see what else I've been doing. So that's been some excitement. So I do have news there. So I will definitely let you know how that goes. Been just leveling up. I've been working on my Jedi Knight a little bit more now, trying to get in that story. And that story is really good. I didn't realize that I just dropped it off so low. So I'm on Balmora with him. So I've been just enjoying some of that, running more dailies, earning money back that I lost at the casino. So that's about it for me. Just kind of exciting to see what's going on, how good the game is doing. So, for at least for me, I'm really enjoying it. So are we ready to check out some of the news that's going on?
Yeah.
From the Newsnet and beyond.
And right off the bat, news, we have something was posted on the website on the 18th, Friday, since KOTOR, Manon. So out of the blue, we haven't heard much of anything. We're kind of just getting details about Galactic Strongholds. We're all gearing up for that. And then we get this post about Manon. And it's a personal data log from a Shuru. We're going with that. It's the best I could speak Manoan, so. And
it, or is it Manonian?
Oh, now, see. All right, see, now, okay. Yeah, we'll go with that. What she says. but it goes back through, and I know a lot of people are like, wall of text. It goes into a lot of detail about the history of Manon and the different struggles they've gone through since the Infinite Empire, the Sith Empire, the Republic, and all that has been going on. And after all that has gone through, they kind of went on their own and just kind of have hid from everybody. And now they're like, the younger generation's like, you know, hey, I like the cell phone that Republic guy's got. I like that holo feed. So they're wanting to get more into trade and enjoy more of the luxuries of technology and stuff that other people in the galaxy have seen. So they're slowly moving back to the surface and they're opening up a place for the Republic as to not, you know, offend the Sith, they're opening up for them. So, what does that mean for the game?
I hear pretty confidently from some people that it's going to be a flashpoint. I really wish it would be more than just a flashpoint, though. Hoping, but I think it's going to be probably a tactical flashpoint, just like the Korriban and Tython ones, just to continue the Forged Alliance stories.
Yeah, I agree. I think, now this is my take. This has probably been a little bit more than they did leading up to the last one. Of course, we already knew about the planets, that's, you know, Tython and Korriban. But I'm wondering if maybe we have the tactical flashpoint, and then we still have the big expansion still at the end of this year?
Yeah, I mean, the expansion, that could be Forged Alliances Part 3. Hmm. And so, you know, maybe by then we'll actually get
all of
the whole planet, the whole planet to explore, just like Mekeb. But for now, I think what's coming up in the near future is tactical.
I agree. I think that's what we're going to get. And let's see, when, I think I'm going to go out on the limb, folks, because I don't have my note right with me. Is that the end of October?
The expansion?
the next, when they did the roadmap for SWTOR, I want to say if they go along with those dates, because the next expansion for when we get the tactical, when are we planning on getting it?
I think we're going to get the tactical with strongholds.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that got pushed back. That would be a bonus. I will take that. I'll take that. Yes, go with what Heather says. We'll get it within. I like that. That's so much better. But no, I'm excited about it. Did you play Knights of the Republic, the single player game?
I have the game. I have it on my phone and I have it on my computer, but I guess I'm just so spoiled with nice graphics that I just couldn't concentrate on it. I know. I have to get into it.
Yeah.
I'm so bad.
I know the graphic. I've gone back to it, and yes, the graphic. Oh, wow. But actually, it is, the story's so good there. I love the story, and especially if you haven't played it, and now you've been in Star Wars or Republic, if you go back to it, and you basically get a lot of the history that's going on in SWTOR, it's really cool. And I like to see that they're still including some of that stuff that was done in KOTOR, so. That's really cool. We're going to place our bets on a tactical flashpoint with the hopes of possibly getting Manon as a planet in the near future. What else we got that hit the news this last week? We have a little notice. And there's a lot of naysayers, you know, out in the world and talking about SWTOR. Oh, it's fail, fail, fail. Well, it turns out that it happens to be Old Republic is earning money. In fact, it earned enough to earn the number 4 spot among MMOs. How much do you think they earned, Heather?
I don't know. How much did they earn?
$165 million last year.
It's a lot of cartel packs.
That's a lot of cartel packs. I'm just saying. I might be able to get the Walker with that much. But no, it's encouraging.
It is. I mean, there are naysayers. I understand that there are, but I really, in regards to the game, I really only think it's weak within the PvP part. Honestly, I think a lot of PvP players still aren't satisfied with the game, and so that's why with the popularity of other games, like, I don't know what's out there, like Dota and League of Legends or, you know, games like those. What are those called? MOBAs?
Yeah, MOBAs.
Yeah, with games like those, I feel like PvP and the MMOs, it's, you know, it's very hard to satisfy. So with the naysayers, I think it's because of the PvP part of the game. Otherwise, I think everything else is just fantastic.
Oh, I agree. I think, but my thing is every MMO going to appeal to everybody? I don't think it ever will. So if you're good at like story and good at PvE stuff, you know, maybe you just focus on that crowd. Not that I think they're going to abandon the PvP section of anything. That would be crazy. But I think, let's just face it. I mean, like you said, I think their strength is in the PvE, but they have made improvements in other areas. I think this proves that they're made a lot of strides as far as appealing to a large amount of people, obviously, that are paying. And this is large amount of this is subscriptions. I mean, it is based on subscriptions and the microtransactions. So for a game that you can play almost entirely free, this is pretty good to be number 4.
Yes. Yeah. You can just totally play SWTOR for free. And that's $165 million is incredible.
I would take that.
What I do hope in the future is for some way for them to rework 8-man ranked PvP, because I still feel like it's such, you know, so disheartening to be practicing in regs doing 8-man war zones and then you do arenas in ranked and it's like, you know, you just lose everything that you were practicing. That's just my thought.
No, I agree. I think there's definitely some areas that definitely going to try to improve on. I mean, maybe, and we know that the guild thing is going to be PvE that's coming out with the conquest things, but who knows, maybe they expand upon that later, so that gets more people involved in trying to do PvP because I want to help out my guild or help out to take this planet or something like that, you know, who knows. And if maybe they could turn that into rank, being 8 versus 8, I think that would be definitely something to include the other war zones in the rotation for ranked. I agree with you there. So So definitely positives for the Old Republic, but definitely, like you said, room to grow. So let's see. They've been doing Galactic Stronghold, the Galactic Living series they've been doing on Twitch. And this last week, I believe this was number 4 in the weeklies. Yeah, I believe it's number 4. They had somebody from the community that came out. They brought in somebody from one of the fan sites, which, Heather, you happen to know him pretty well.
Yeah, they brought in Chill from Utini Cast. Woo!
Yay!
I was so excited when I heard the news, just because, Utini, some of the Utini Knights and Chill, they did come down to Vegas, so I got to hang out with them for a while. So I'm like, hey, I drove Chill in my car, and here he is at BioWare Austin doing a live stream with, with all them. So I was pretty excited to see him on there.
Yeah, he's on the live stream with Jack Woods and Eric Musco decorating the house. And it was like everybody's watching did say in chat, confirmed, Chill is a better decorator than Eric Musco in like less than 5 to 10 minutes. So, and he was decorating the Dromund Kaas.
Oh, Stronghold. Yeah, Dromund Kaas. That is definitely going to be the Stronghold that I'm getting because it's super, super Sith-y.
Oh, it is. And it's kind of got that, you've been to Dromund Kaas if you're in the Empire.
Oh, yeah.
It's got all that cloudy, kind of purplish blue sky color.
And it's raining. I love the rain.
Oh, yeah.
I love the rain because I live in the desert, so I love the rain.
Well, and speaking of, you can go out on the balcony and it will be raining on you out there, so.
That just sounds amazing. It's the same layout as Coruscant, but this just seems like mm-hmm. it's just so much more awesome.
Yeah, Coruscant and Dromund Kaas, they've said in the stream, this last stream, and you can watch the videos. We'll have a link on where you can go to watch those videos. This will be one of the starter ones. Coruscant and Dromund Kaas. At level 15, you'll be able to gain access to strongholds and go for the quest to get one. Because you'll have, they even said, Jack Woods said, by level 15, you'll have enough credits and stuff that you can buy for credits, and these will be the cheapest ones. Now, they're not saying exactly how much they are, but these will be ones that you can get in, and they're going to be on the smaller side of things, but you'll be one that you can get a stronghold. But yeah, the same layout, so they're going to be pretty balanced on each side. And it talked about a little bit more how you can get to the opposing faction in your legacy. You can get there. If you're an agent or a smuggler, you can go to the opposing faction for free. In your legacy, if you're not, it's going to cost you kind of a little bit of travel cost. Oh, you're talking about achievements. Basically, they said in the last stream and all the other streams that if you have an achievement or if you're able to buy something, do something in the game that gives you an achievement or anything like that, you are probably going to get a decoration for it.
Yeah, that's why I've been trying to knock out all these operations that I haven't done, like just the random ones, like I haven't done 8-man nightmare this or 16-man story that. In the live stream, I guess Chill, he had something that you would get from one of the dread operations that, I guess it was a giant skull with a flame thing.
On it. Oh my gosh, yeah. It looks so epic.
So I'm pretty sure I should be getting that unless it's Nightmare. Then I'll be like, oh crap.
Don't make it Nightmare, BioWare. Come on. Although, having a unique item that you have to really work for, that's kind of like, yeah, I did that. They did reveal on the stream the different achievements that you can get while decorating. Chill proved it live on the air, and when you get to 50% or over, you get an achievement. That was neat. And there was a table. You know the 10 plus Datacron?
Oh, the Datacron, the Datacron tables, right?
Yeah, there's a table, and if you get every Datacron in the game, boom, you get this table.
I have every single Datacron and shard thing on the Empire side, but not the Republic. I haven't played enough pub side to
No, that's a good question.
Getting all that. So I only have all the Imperial ones.
That's a good question. I don't know if it means all of them, both factions, or just the one.
I think you probably get the one if you got all the Datacrons on one side, but there is a specific achievement,
isn't it?
Datacron Master, get everything on both sides.
Oh, so it is both sides, yep.
Yeah. Well,
but you're definitely close, though.
Halfway close, because I haven't gotten anything on the Republic side. I guess I'll have to get some people to run me through those.
It gives me nice. Really, I got Coruscant.
Yeah, really bad platformer, so we'll see about that.
That's when you get, like, a guardian that can leap. You jump ahead of me, I'm just going to leap. That is going on. Like I said, we'll have the links to that, so you can check out the videos of Chill. It'll actually be two videos they were having some problems with. Twitch was coming down a couple times, and their own equipment came down a couple times. So there's actually two videos, a part one and part two. They're not very long. One is like 34 minutes, another one's like another 20 minutes, but they're really cool. And to get to see Chill and, you know, put a face behind the name, you know, that you see on here on the podcast, it's kind of cool. So get to see him and how he's going through, and just really in no time flat, he's a Galactic Stronghold Master. I'm just, you know, decorating master. Unfortunately, can't give a gold key out, because I'd just say, hey, Chill, you want to come over and decorate my stronghold?
Yeah, I really wish that that there was a decorating key that you could give out to people. Like, what if your friend was really good at decorating, but you were not?
I know.
Like, what if I'm really good at decorating, but my friends are not? Like, I'm probably really good.
Pay me, like, 50,000 credits, I'll, you know.
Yeah, I promise I won't hack into your account.
Yeah. I won't just sell all your stuff and delete it, I promise.
But yeah, I'm excited to get decorating myself.
It looks cool, and it definitely, to show off the things that you've got, like whether it's a mount, a pet, or achievements, like you said, that's going to be kind of cool. And then just to make a place to party at. And another thing that's going to be coming out with the strongholds, talk about that in the community buzz. And like I said, the other thing that came out this week, a little bit more information, a couple of posts by Eric Musco, is about legacy storage. Now, this has kind of been a little touchy because, well, of the different things they've talked about of what you'll be able to do and won't be able to do. Some of the things, I know everybody, you know, you see the BOE or BOP, and a lot of people may... BOE is bind on equip. That means if you get something and you put this on your character, it's going to be bound to that character. If you, a BOP is bound on pickup. That means if you get that in loot and you take it in loot, or maybe it's a quest item, if once you accept that, it's going to be bound to your character. You don't even have to put it on. What they've said is in legacy storage, once you get it and you get it upon completing a quest, your introduction to Galactic Strongholds, it can also is a craftable thing, and they said possibly on Cartel Market. That's probably a good indication. It's probably going to be a Cartel Market at some point. But once you get your legacy storage, you will be able to put in different, like, bind on equip things you have, and I guess you can share any of those, bound on legacy, but bind on pickup, it will not allow you to even put it in the storage. And that's kind of got a debate going on in the forum threads.
I don't think that's a big deal. If they changed things that were bind on pickup to be able to be sent, you know, straight to your other tunes, I feel like there would be, I mean, I know you can already send gear in legacy gear, but I just feel like it would be so much easier just to send everything that you earn. Say, you know, I have my assassin, and I just earn crazy commendations. I earn these set piece bonuses and all kinds of things from my assassin to my sorcerer. I almost feel like there's no motivation to play the other one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true, but if you've played and earned it, is there really a need for bind on pickup as opposed to maybe bind to legacy? I mean, it's not like, and I know a lot of people are like, well, you're circumventing the game, and there could be actually a character you wouldn't even have to play any of the in-game stuff, and you could be fully geared. Well, but you had to put forth the effort on at least one character to get all that stuff. Whether I put forth the effort on the actual tune that has the gear, or it happened to be a tune that's in my legacy, it's not like you can just magically get this stuff. I mean, you can't.
You still have to earn it.
You still got to earn the accommodations, whether it's PvP accommodations or PvE accommodations. You're still earning it. So, I don't know. I mean, this is my thing. Maybe bind on pickup should just be bind on legacy. I don't know. It definitely was kind of like, I was surprised. Well, maybe not surprised. I guess I should have expected it, because it's definitely like, okay, well, you're going to have to earn, you're going to spend more time, basically. It's going to be a time sink. It's going to be a credit sink for you to get the equipment for that tune. But like, I mean, you're still earning it, whether you're still going to put in time, I guess. I don't know.
No, but I think that's true, though. It is a credit sink right now to have to pull out all the mods, put them in legacy gear, and then, you know, bring it over to another character. Credit sink that's still, you earn credits from playing the game, and if they made it easier to send things around without having to spend credits or do all that, then you wouldn't be playing the game for as much time. So I think if they changed bind on pickup, it would change a dynamic in the game. So
yeah,
by having it the way that it is, I think that it doesn't change what's in the game right now.
That's true. I mean,
it just makes it easier. It's kind of it just makes it easier to look at all your crafting mats or whatever you wanted to share between your characters.
Well, and like you said, I mean, definitely it's going to be a little easier to see everything you have. Maybe like, okay, I have this gear. And, or maybe you have something in legacy gear that you already know, like, okay, I'm not going to need that. And so you can have stuff as you level that you can give across your characters and all be in one storage area. But like you said, crafting, they have put in how it's going to be able to, you'll be able to put crafting materials in your legacy storage area, your bank storage area, and then your inventory as well. So you can be crafting from all those things. And I think that's going to be kind of cool. So if you like have one tune that like does all your gathering, you just automatically can put it up in that thing. And then your crafter doesn't have to, you don't have to go through the mailing your materials to your other tunes and stuff like that. So it definitely is going to be a quality of life thing, a little more convenience. So I think definitely it's a good thing. There's no way you're going to please everybody. So, and they have to put, I guess, some limits on it to make sure that there is the time and credit sinks in the game for characters. So we'll just see. They said they're still debating on the stuff, so we'll see. I mean, they could change their mind. We'll just see. And let's see. Well, another thing in the community, there is by Swotorista, which she's done some of the different fashion things and stuff like that in the game. They've already got a website set up, swotorstrongholds.com, and it's going to be a place where you can check out some different decorations, which they've already got. A few of the decorations has been released, and then they've also taken some time on each of the strongholds, some of the pictures, screenshots you have there. And what they're setting up also in the future is they're going to have player house tours. They're going to be able to go in on some of these things and take videos of people's strongholds. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, this is like what we were talking about, strongholds of the Rich and Famous on last week's episode.
Yes, exactly. I think it's really cool. And there's going to be a website you can just go and check out. You know, if you're, maybe you struggle with decorating and maybe you want some ideas or see what everybody else is doing, you know, this will be a place you can try and check out whatever the people are doing. And heck, just show off your place. You know, you've done a really good job here. Show it off. There's going to be a decoration search. See a decoration that you don't have and you can't find out where it's going to be. They're going to go ahead and put that up. And they're already setting up a contest.
Nice.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that. I like the one link on, you know, prepare, how to prepare for the strongholds. And so it kind of gives you a little guide to get prepared.
Yeah. On their forum thread, which we'll have a link to that, they're going to have contests for house decoration and it'll be based on screenshots. Same way as you submitted, they said for submitting to tours, there will be a contest and judge the best house, or they might have a theme or just have a random winner. Hillary Nicole, the community coordinator, has provided them with some pet codes for everybody. So, you know, when that comes out, look, you've already got a contest that's in the works right now. Definitely you want to head over to that site, follow it, and let them know what you think. So, and get ready for the contest. So get on the decorating. More achievements to get. So are you excited about maybe getting your house decorated to be on tour?
Actually, you know, even with the websites that are out there, like Swotorista, where you show off your outfits, I surprisingly don't take a lot of screenshots in game. I just kind of do everything for myself and think, oh, I like that, and then I don't really share with anyone. So, I mean, I don't know. I just kind of like to go into the game and do stuff. I guess I should take more screenshots.
Take some screenshots.
Yeah. All right. Now we have a few things that we want to quickly mention to everyone. If you are a guild leader and looking to get your guild notice, why not contact us about our new 1 to 2 minute audio segment, Guild Ready Check. If you are interested, please send us an email to crowleyandrun@gmail.com, or you can email me at heather@prettylittlesith.com.
We are also looking to highlight guilds in our community checkpoint article. You know, let the SWTOR community learn about your guild and help generate interest in potential recruits. So if you want your guild highlighted, just email us at crowleyandrun@gmail.com or email me at jason@crowleyandrun.com. Don't forget to check out the great articles on CRR this week.
And we'd like to make a shout out to our fellow podcasts. We have Utini Cast, Unnamed SWTOR Podcast, Toro Cast, SWTOR Escape Podcast, The Bad Feeling Podcast, SWTOR Reforged, and Enmity Podcast. So if you have a SWTOR podcast, let me know if we're missing any on our list here.
Please take a moment to leave us a positive feedback on iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Zoom.
Send us your comments or suggestions to our website, CorellianRun.com, or you can contact us on Twitter at CorellianRun or at Heather_PLS or at JT_HollowNet. Or you can also contact us on our Facebook page, Facebook group, or you can just email us at CorellianRun@gmail.com. We're also looking for writers, so email Jason for that. His email is Jason@CorellianRun.com.
That's going to wrap it up, of course, at Corellian Run Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Jason.
And I'm Heather. May the Force be with you, or keep that blaster by your side, kid.
You've been listening to Corellian Run Radio, a Star Wars The Old Republic podcast. Tune in next time to hear Heather say,
less than 1 month for strongholds.
Woohoo!
And transmission.